Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Wednesday evening, May 7th, 2025, and we have a lineup of health, fitness, and wellness headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Intelligent Biosolutions, Inc. is one to watch. Intelligent Biosolutions, Inc. is a medical technology company revolutionizing drug screening with its intelligent fingerprinting drug screening system. This non-invasive rapid testing solution is set to disrupt the $14.9 billion global drug screening market. With 148% year-over-year growth in FY2024, and over 450 active customer accounts, INBS is making waves. Their system provides quick on-site results at a lower cost and higher convenience than traditional methods. The company's U.S. product launch is scheduled for 2025, with FDA clearance in progress and new patent protections in place. Led by a seasoned executive team, Intelligent Biosolutions is poised to redefine drug screening protocols and improve workplace safety.
Investor news breaks. Telomere Pharmaceuticals, NASDAQ, unveils preclinical data supporting expansion into autism and rare neurological disorders. Telomere Pharmaceuticals, trading on NASDAQ under the symbol TLO, has unveiled new preclinical data supporting its expansion into autism spectrum disorder and spasmodic dysphonia. The data shows that Telomere 1, the company's lead oral candidate, can reverse key markers of cellular decline, such as improved mitochondrial activity and reduced oxidative stress. Telomere also plans to engage with the FDA's Rare Disease Endpoint Advancement Pilot Program to accelerate development in rare conditions like progeria and Wilson's disease. Telomere Pharmaceuticals is focused on developing Telomere 1, a small molecule designed to lengthen telomeres, the protective end caps of chromosomes. The company aims to promote longevity and enhance overall quality of life. For more information, visit Telomere Pharmaceuticals' website at w.telodx.com.
Investor news breaks. Clean Inc., NASDAQ CLNN, to participate in D. Boral Capital Global Conference on May 14th. Clean Inc., trading on NASDAQ under the symbol CLNN, has announced its participation in the D. Boral Capital Inaugural Global Conference on May 14, 2025, at the Plaza Hotel in New York City. President and CEO Rob Etherington will be available for one-on-one meetings from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Clean is a late clinical stage biopharmaceutical company focused on improving mitochondrial health and protecting neuronal function to treat neurodegenerative diseases. The company's investigational therapy, CNM-08, targets mitochondrial function and the NAD pathway to reduce oxidative stress and improve central nervous system cells' survival and function. For more information, visit Clean's website at www.clean.com.
Biomed news breaks. Solagenix Inc., SNGX CEO, highlights pipeline and strategy in latest Biomed Wire podcast episode. Solagenix chairman and CEO Dr. Christopher Schaber discussed the company's rare disease therapeutics focus and $60 million in U.S. government funding on IBN's BioMedWire podcast. Schaber highlighted near-term milestones including a Phase 3 trial, partnership discussions, and strategic pursuits. Solagenix's specialized biotherapeutics segment is advancing Hybrite for cutaneous T-cell lymphoma, while the Public Health Solutions segment is developing vaccines for ricin toxin, filoviruses, and COVID-19. The company's vaccine programs utilize proprietary heat stabilization technology. For more information, visit Solagenix's website at www.solagenix.com. DGE Life Science Meeting Planners Summit unites experts in Philadelphia. DGE invites experts, industry leaders, executives, and professionals of the life science industry to attend the Life Science Meeting Planners Summit in Philadelphia on May 15 to 16, 2025. Hosted by Dynamic Global Events, a pioneer in organizing B2B events for the life science industry, the summit caters to the dynamic information and networking needs of attendees. To learn more about this event, visit the provided link. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on advanced wire-grade press release syndication for companies and the investment community, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit the InvestorWire website. GeoVax expands Gedeptin patent portfolio. GeoVax Labs, Inc. has expanded its Gedeptin patent portfolio with allowed patent claims covering the synergistic combination of Gedeptin therapy with radiation for solid tumors. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office issued a notice of allowance for a method involving the direct intratumoral administration of an adenoviral vector encoding purine nucleoside phosphorylase, followed by local administration of the prodrug fludarabine phosphate and subsequent radiation therapy. This approach aims to generate targeted cytotoxic activity within the tumor microenvironment while minimizing systemic toxicity. The newly allowed claims strengthen GeoVax's intellectual property position in oncology and pave the way for potential integration with advanced delivery systems for challenging-to-access tumors.
U.S. Patent and Trademark Office granted Femto Technologies, Inc. a notice of allowance for use of its proprietary smart release system technology. Femto Technologies, Inc., a NASDAQ-listed femtech innovator, has been granted a notice of allowance by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office for its smart release system technology. This technology is a key component of their AI-driven feminine wellness products, including Sincera, which was recently honored at CES Innovation Awards 2025. CEO Yifta Ben-Yaakov expressed excitement about this milestone, highlighting the company's commitment to pioneering wellness solutions. Femto's R&D efforts are focused on utilizing the smart release system technology across various femtech solutions, ensuring product efficacy and safety through rigorous testing and research. MacLeod Optometry, comprehensive eye care and stylish eyewear in Calgary's Southwest. MacLeod Optometry, located in Southwest Calgary, provides personalized eye care services for all ages. Led by Dr. Surjot Singh, the clinic offers comprehensive eye exams, designer eyewear, and advanced treatments like myopia control and dry eye therapy. With cutting-edge technology like the Nidec Retina Scan Duo, they ensure accurate assessments of eye health. Patients can choose from a wide selection of stylish frames and lenses from top brands. MacLeod Optometry also offers direct billing to most insurance providers and convenient online booking for a hassle-free experience. Experience quality service and the latest optical technology at MacLeod Optometry for enhanced vision and overall well-being.
Ozempic makeovers are the latest trend in plastic surgery, says Pacifica Plastic Surgery. Pacific Plastic Surgery, led by Dr. Daniel Kolder, is seeing a rise in Ozempic makeovers as a new trend in cosmetic surgery. These personalized body contouring procedures are designed for patients who have experienced significant weight loss, often due to medications like Ozempic and Wegovy. These makeovers can include abdominoplexion, breast lifts, and arm lifts, all aimed at reducing excess skin and stubborn fat. Candidates should be at or near their target weight for the best results. These procedures not only have cosmetic benefits, but can also improve mobility, comfort, and overall quality of life. To learn more or schedule a consultation, contact Dr. Kolder at 805-484-2855 or visit pacificaplasticsurgery.com.
Plastic Surgery Private Equity Group announces new acquisition. Olympus Cosmetic Group has announced the acquisition of Dr. Suzanne Yee's cosmetic surgery practice in Little Rock, Arkansas. Dr. Yee, a triple board certified surgeon, is known for her innovation and exceptional patient satisfaction. By joining Olympus Cosmetic Group, she gains access to operational support, marketing expertise, and collaboration opportunities with elite surgeons nationwide. Dr. Eric Nuveen at Olympus Cosmetic Group emphasizes Dr. Yee's dedication to patient care and innovation. While Olympus Cosmetic Group is an exclusive organization, they welcome interested parties to learn more about their unique surgeon-led cosmetic surgery model. Contact Olympus Cosmetic Group online or at 561-614-8243 for more information.
The pros and cons of masseter Botox, jaw pain relief versus potential facial changes. Botox injections in the masseter muscle can provide relief for jaw tension, teeth grinding, and TMJ pain, with some patients experiencing long-lasting benefits. Dr. Chelsea Vendito, a board-certified plastic surgeon, notes that the treatment can help with bruxism and reshape the jawline for aesthetic purposes. However, concerns have been raised about potential facial changes over time due to repeated injections. The procedure takes 15 to 30 minutes, with results appearing gradually over 2 to 4 weeks. For more information, contact Avenue Aesthetic and Reconstructive Surgery at 706-363-0256.
GeoVax applauds White House executive order supporting U.S. pharmaceutical manufacturing, highlights progress in domestic MVA vaccine production. GeoVax Labs, Inc. applauds the White House executive order supporting U.S. pharmaceutical manufacturing, emphasizing progress in domestic MVA vaccine production. The company supports the order aimed at reducing America's reliance on foreign supply chains. GeoVax's advanced MVA manufacturing proposal aligns with national biosecurity goals, focusing on domestic vaccine production technologies. The company's proposal, Innovation in Clinical Manufacturing of MVA Vectored COVID-19 Vaccines, has been selected for funding by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. This proposal aims to establish a U.S.-based MVA manufacturing process using a continuous avian cell line to replace traditional egg-based systems. GeoVax's process is designed to reduce production costs, enable rapid vaccine output, and operate within existing U.S. infrastructure, aligning with the executive order's goals of enhancing U.S. pharmaceutical manufacturing independence and national resiliency.
Biomed News breaks Kairos Pharmaliti American Kappa to participate in DBORL Capital Global Conference on May 14th. Kairos Pharmaliti, trading on the NYSE American under the symbol Kappa, will be participating in the DBORL Capital Inaugural Global Conference on May 14, 2025 at the Plaza Hotel in New York City. CEO and Chairman John Yu, MD, will be hosting one-on-one meetings with investors from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Kairos Pharma, based in Los Angeles, California, focuses on oncology therapeutics, using structural biology to combat drug resistance and immune suppression in cancer. Their lead candidate, ENV105, targets CD105, a protein linked to resistance in cancer treatments. ENV105 is currently in phase 2 trials for castrate-resistant prostate cancer and phase 1 trials for lung cancer, addressing critical unmet medical needs. For more information, visit kairospharma.com.
Biomed News breaks. HeartBeam Inc., BEAT, adds 2 U.S. patents to bolster cardiac monitoring IP portfolio. HeartBeam Inc., a medical technology company traded on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BEAT, has recently been granted 2 new U.S. patents. These patents enhance the company's intellectual property portfolio, with one patent covering their cable-free 3D ECG device for real-time cardiac monitoring and symptom capture, and the other protecting their rhythm analysis algorithm for identifying arrhythmias. With a total of 20 issued patents and 34 pending or allowed, HeartBeam is solidifying its position in the market for future product expansions and FDA review. The company's innovative technology aims to revolutionize cardiac care by providing actionable heart intelligence outside of medical facilities, allowing physicians to monitor cardiac health trends and acute conditions remotely.
Researchers develop AI toolkit for predicting diseases prior to symptom onset. Researchers from the University of Utah have developed an innovative software tool called RiskPath, utilizing explainable AI to predict the likelihood of developing long-term health conditions before symptoms appear. This advancement could revolutionize preventive care in the medical field. With AI increasingly integrated into healthcare and industries like social media advertising, exemplified by solutions from Thumbs Up Media Corp, the impact is significant. Study: women with lung cancer have worse outcomes due to genes linked to pregnancy. A recent study at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center found that women with lung cancer may have worse outcomes due to genes linked to pregnancy. These genes, typically involved in fetal growth, are co-opted by lung cancer to evade the immune system, leading to poorer outcomes in affected women. This discovery may pave the way for the development of immune therapies by companies like Calliti Biotherapeutics, Inc., looking to empower the immune system against cancer. BioMedWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on the latest developments in the biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for companies seeking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the general public. More women with most common autoimmune diseases die from cardiovascular disease than men. Research has shown that women with autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, or systemic sclerosis have a 50% higher rate of dying from cardiovascular disease compared to men with the same conditions. The study found that coronary artery disease and stroke were the main causes of cardiovascular-related deaths among all participants. Women with rheumatoid arthritis had a 3 times higher cardiovascular disease-related death rate than men. The research, published in the American Heart Association's journal, highlights the need to address cardiovascular risk factors early in patients with immune-mediated inflammatory diseases.
BioMed News Breaks. Transcode Therapeutics, Inc., NASDAQ RNAZ, sets 1-for-28 reverse stock split effective May 15th. Transcode Therapeutics, Inc., NASDAQ RNAZ, will implement a 1-for-28 reverse stock split effective May 15, 2025 at 12:01 a.m. EDT. The move aims to raise the company's per-share price to maintain compliance with NASDAQ's minimum bid price requirement. Post-split, Transcode's outstanding common stock will decrease from approximately 23.3 million to about 833,620 shares. No fractional shares will be issued. Amounts will be rounded up to the nearest whole share. VStock Transfer LLC will act as the exchange agent. The new CUSIP number will be 89357L501.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7, PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.